This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Cab on Air, a program where we talk about the hot topics that we see at Cab. Citizens Advice Bureau, your rights and how you can get help to support you and your whānau.
Do you think you're using Buy Now, Pay Later apps every week? With the cost of living gone up, do you think your spending has gone up as well? And when you think about saving, it worries you? Your bills are queuing up, and so is your anxiety. I think we're all sharing this anxiety together. We understand that sometimes it gets difficult to differentiate between what we need and what we want. So then how do we manage this financial pressure? How do we prioritize? How do we know if by the end of the week we will still have some savings left in our accounts? So today on Cab on Air, we're hoping that our episodes about budgeting will help answer the questions as much as possible.
As we all know that this week, it's part two of our mini-series on budgeting. Last time in our last show, the first episode of budgeting, we had David Mara from Christchurch Budget Services in the studio. And in the studio today, we have Julie from Kingdom Resources. Hi, Julie.
Hi, guys.
Could you please introduce yourself, your organization, and what do you guys do?
Yeah, absolutely. So I work for a organization called Kingdom Resources, and we've been in the community, working in the community for about just over 30 years. We started out of a church called Southwest Baptist. Well, it was Braden Baptist at the time, and we've just formed our own trust and grown since then, really. We did start with volunteers. We had a large community of volunteers that were helping people in the community, and now we are mainly staffed. So we call ourselves financial mentors. We found that the budget kind of word seemed to turn people off a little bit. And so financial mentoring is more about journeying alongside people and just helping them create a plan and achieve their financial goals.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you give as a top tip for budgeting to our listeners?
There's so many. And I was trying to think about this morning. But I think one of the top ones is just review your bank accounts and your bank statements and see what's actually going on. Look at what your review your power accounts and check if you're on the right or the best deals. Same with your internet, your insurances. Just because you're on the a good deal when you first signed up, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the best deal now. I've known people to go through and save a couple of $100 when they've reviewed their services and stop doubling up on Spotify's and Netflix accounts and all that sort of thing. So definitely worth doing.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. And I would love to know that if you could please share some issues that you come across related to budget management.
Mm-hmm. Some of the issues that I see?
Yes, please.
Okay, so one of the big ones that is constantly coming up for us at the moment is the Buy Now, Pay Later schemes. So people seem to, like, that they are really good if they're used and managed well. And when I say well, I'd say one at a time or within your budget. What we're seeing is a lot of people are coming up with multiple things on Genoa Pay, Afterpay, Zip, and they'll have multiple things in each of those under each of those accounts. So it just becomes quite a tricky thing and a bit of a pitfall for people to try and navigate their way out of. We do have a system where we can help people navigate them out of that sort of thing, but it does take some time and dedication to change some of those habits. So that would be one of the big things that we're seeing. Obviously, there's the things that are all in the news. There's the high cost and the rent and the food and the petrol. That's definitely impacting people's budgets. So we're talking about how we can help people navigate some of those things better. Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Julie. I think that's what I was saying before, that I have confessed this to David last time as well. And I think I do really need to make an appointment with you guys as well. So talking about making an appointment, how can we contact you guys? Be a good information for our listeners, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have an online booking system. So you can head to our website, which is www.kingdomresources.org.nz. And you click on the book now button and it'll take you to a page where you can book an appointment at a time that suits, hopefully. If that doesn't work, just give us a call on 332 1700, and we can sort out an appointment that way. And we are also moving in the next couple of weeks, so we've been in Addington for probably the last 15 plus years, and we are just heading down to Ferry Road. So we're going to be at a new location, which is 242 Ferry Road, from the 1st of July.
Great. Thank you, Julie. Thank you so much for all that information. We'll definitely put that up on www.cab.org.nz as well. Hi, Muriel. How are you today? Thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's lovely to be here.
So this is Muriel. She works with Presbyterian Support Services, Selvyn. It would be a great idea if, Muriel, you could please introduce us more about your organization and yourself and what you guys do, please.
I'm with the budgeting service at Presbyterian Support. And we have one financial mentor plus myself working in the Selwyn District. We also work in Ashburton, where we have five more financial mentors.
Nice.
Our mentors meet one-to-one with people to help them to learn how to budget, help them to reduce any debt they might have, or even get completely out of debt. A lot of our clients, after they've worked with us for a few months, it doesn't happen overnight, but after a few months, a lot of them find themselves pretty much debt-free, and they go on to live in a much more relaxed and happy way. It's really, really life-changing, actually, to get rid of your debt.
Wow, yeah, I can understand that one.
Yeah, we teach budgeting skills and how to organize the bank account so that it makes it easier to stick to the budget. For example, it's a good idea to separate out your bill paying money from your day-to-day spending money so that you don't accidentally spend money that should be sitting there when the electricity bill comes in.
Oh, wow. As you've given us a beautiful tip about how to separate the things. Yeah. We would love for you to give another top tip for budgeting, please. It'd be a great, great thing for our listeners.
Okay. A top tip that I like to give people is to read a book called The Barefoot Investor. He actually teaches a different way of budgeting to how we teach, but it's really good for a lot of families to do it his way rather than our way, especially if you don't have to get out of debt, but it can help you to get out of debt as well.
Wow, and who is it by, Muriel?
Sorry, I don't have it in front of me, so I don't have the author's name. I'm sorry. He's an Australian man.
Yeah.
But the book you buy in New Zealand, it still works in New Zealand. I bought it myself. It's very good.
Great. We can maybe do a bit of research and put the link up on our post when we post this on CAD. Great.
That's a good idea. It's available as a book or on Kindle.
Oh, nice, nice. I think I should go and read it myself too.
Yeah, I recommend it.
That's
really good.
Thank you, Muriel.
I want to tell you about our group program called Money Mates. It's a really exciting program where a group of people come for sessions, workshops with us for about four workshops, or we can do a one-day program or just a mini one in the evening, whatever suits people. And it's a really great way to learn budgeting skills. People who come to Money Mates learn about how to budget, how to get out of debt, and how to organise their banking, and how to do their grocery shopping, because grocery shopping is one of the biggest places where extra money is spent when it's not needed to be spent there. So during the Money Mates program, we work on planning your menus and getting your shopping lists ready as well. So I just wanted you to know about that program because it's really exciting and it's much more fun to work in a group. And unless you need one-to-one help, if you've got a lot of debt, it's better to go to the one-to-one sessions.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for that, Miro.
Yep. And another tip I can give people, as it came up when I was talking about Money Mates, is to plan your weekly menus and grocery lists so that you don't overspend and that you don't resort to takeaways. And there are some good websites to help with that. There's one called The Daily Menu. And also Pack and Save have a really good section on grocery budgeting. The University of Otago says that a family of four, for a basic diet, buying the cheaper cuts of meat and fruit and vegetables in season, a family of four should be budgeting a minimum of $222 a week. And if they go for a more fancy fillet steak type menu, then they would be looking at $346 a week. So those are some ballpark figures to help when you're planning your budget if you have a couple of kids, two adults and two children.
Wow. I didn't know that we have those little resources that we can go and check on Pack and Save, because we go shopping at Pack and Save normally, and this is a great tip. Thank you so much, Muriel.
You're welcome. They have some really good tips in there. Very good.
Awesome. How can people contact you?
By phone. You can contact us at Presbyterian Support at 0800-477-874, or by email. The email address is budgetservice@psusi.org.nz.
Thank you.
We love helping people. It's really great when people come to us when they're not too deep in the hole with debt. We can get you out of a very, very deep hole, but we much prefer it a little bit shallower. And we could tell a lot of exciting stories about clients who've come to us absolutely just depressed and worried about their financial situation. We sit down and we start draft budgeting and we start debt repayment plans, and within about 3 months, their whole lives are turned around. It really is a valuable service, and you don't have to wait till you're in dire straits before you come to see us.
That's a great message there. I do agree with you there, Muriel.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
So in summary, we can say that the buy now, pay later apps may sound tempting, but it's safe to differentiate between need and want. Budgeting can become easy if we can look after little things rather than the big things. Having said that, if you need any help with budgeting skills, you can contact Presbyterian Budget Services, or alternatively, you can get in touch with Kingdom Resources. The contact details will be posted on CAB Facebook page.
In our next episode about health and disability, we're going to invite our guests to talk about the topic. Alternatively, please check our podcasts on www.plainsfm.org.nz. Also, check out our Facebook page, Citizens Advice Bureau, for any info.